Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Spring is here, and for one small and usually shy bird, love is literally in the air. This time every year, the male American woodcock descends on a grassy spot called a singing field and begins a unique courting display. Bob Speer, a naturalist with the Massachusetts Audubon Society, has been watching this show for years and invited us to join him one evening at the Society Sanctuary in Ipswich.
Ooh, this is going to be a good night. I can feel it. We can hang out right here until it comes in. A woodcock is kind of a really silly looking bird. It's a short, stout bird that has a very long bill that it uses to probe into the ground to search for earthworms. It has short, rounded wings. It does have eyes set way back on the top of its head, and it allows the bird to see almost 360 degrees to see what's going on around it. As we're getting closer to the time that the woodcocks come out, we're starting to see some of these day birds and other animals kind of punching out for the day and going home. Once we reach the right candle power of light, we'll probably first hear one of these animals come in. Their wings give a little twittering sound as they fly in to that specific spot on the ground. And once they do, they'll almost immediately begin with this nasally ping, ping, ping. There it is. And then they'll burst into the air, and again you'll hear that little of the wings as they spiral up several hundred feet, or a couple hundred feet anyway.
There he comes, there he comes. He's in the air, there he goes.
Now he's descending. He's kind of free-falling back down, heading back to the same spot. Here he comes. Bang, he's back on the ground. Exact same spot, exact same place. There's a quality in that display that the female's probably gauging in her head to realize, is this the one for me? It's pretty amazing to think that they'll come out in any kind of weather and just keep going night after night after night, even though nobody's interested. It's very seldom that they actually attract a mate, yet they're out there every single night doing it over and over and over.
Naturalist Bob Speer watching the woodcocks at the Massachusetts Audubon Society Sanctuary in Ipswich. On the next Living on Earth, what the man who founded Earth Day was hoping to create.
An environment without ugliness, without ghettos, without poverty, without discrimination, without hunger, and without war. Our goal is a decent environment in its broadest and deepest sense.
Gaylord Nelson on Earth Day's 40th birthday, next time on Living on Earth. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Bolinsky, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Sriskanjaraja, and Mitra Taj, with help from Sarah Calkins, Marilyn Gavoni, and Sammy Sousa. Our interns are Emily Guerin and Bridget McDonald. Engineering help this week from Dana Chisholm. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Learish-Dean composed our themes. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer, and you can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Jeff Young. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues, and Pax World Mutual Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.